With Chris Collins resigning from office, the 27th Congressional District is again in need of representation. For a conversation on the possibilities ahead, we went toward the geographic and perhaps metaphorical center of the district in Batavia to speak with Howard Owens of the Batavian.
Would you agree that Batavia is the heart of the 27th Congressional District?
I tell every candidate, this is the heart of the district, and I expect you to come and campaign in Batavia.
And politicians are heeding that call. When declaring his candidacy, State Senator Rob Ort made his announcement in front of Batavia City Hall. Two other candidates went to the coffee press, like I did, to answer Howard Owens' questions. For our discussion, Howard was doing most of the talking.
Tell me about your thoughts about what's transpired with Chris Collins in recent weeks.
I know we have politicians have a reputation of always lying, but I think there's been a fundamental shift exemplified by Chris Collins where politicians don't so much, you know, the lies used to be kind of white lies or spinning the truth or not telling the whole truth or, you know, maybe being a little misleading for their own political ends. Never outright blunt lies like Chris Collins told in this case. I mean, he just flat out lied about his innocence, which we now know.
We'll go to Nate McMurray because he was also right here in this very seat as well. Again, we're jumping over to the Democratic side of things.
Well, you know, Nate McMurray's intriguing in this era as a Democrat because in an era when there's a large part of the party that wants to go to the far left and call themselves socialist, he flat out calls himself a capitalist and espouses free market values. And, you know, he has a lot of kind of Reaganistic characteristics about pull yourself up by the bootstraps. That's part of his bio, which I think could have a lot of appeal in this populist-leaning district. But since that campaign, he has come on so strongly publicly for restricting gun rights, which is just not going to play here, and supporting impeachment, which is just going to energize the Trump base, which, you know, I don't think necessarily it won't. There's probably votes he wouldn't get anyway, but now you're just energizing that base more. In any Democrat that's going to win this seat is going to be by a slim margin. I don't think you can afford to, as a Democrat, to give up those votes, and I think he's surrendered those votes.
You said Chris Jacobs sat in this very seat that I'm in right now, the state senator. What were some of your thoughts about him? Does he seem to have a grasp, like as we like to call it, the heart of the 27th district here in Batavia?
You know, I didn't get that impression. Of course, it's still early.
Mm-hmm.
He was out here for another event that day. Other than that, I'm not aware of him making an appearance out this way. The interview with him, I invite readers, you know, if you go on our site and search for Chris Jacobs or go to YouTube, you can find the interview. I just didn't sense a lot of passion there. And so I don't know how committed he is to this race, but people tell me that's kind of his style, so maybe I'm misreading it.
Rob Ort, what are your thoughts on him?
I don't know what the polls are showing, but I would consider him, you know, front runner just because he's got the conservative credentials. He can point to his military service. He's been in combat. I think that plays well in this district. The Trump supporter theme that he's taking will help with a large portion of the GOP in this district. It will hurt him, obviously, among Democrats. You know, I think people will find him a very attractive candidate.
Okay. Beth mm-hmm. Parlato is someone we don't know a lot about. I mean, in almost, she hasn't reached out to you
She
yet.
Hasn't reached out to me, and and where localism is important to me. Right. She's supposedly from Darien, but her press releases are always dateline to Buffalo. So that rubs me the wrong way. The Republicans I've talked to here, nobody knows her, nobody's met her, so she's not been terribly engaged in our community, and supposedly she lives in our community. I wouldn't rule out Steve Hawley. He'd be a great choice to bring representation back to GLOW where it should be, and, you know, he may not necessarily want to serve long-term. Now, I haven't talked about him that specifically, but he could be somebody that could hold the seat to 2022 when redistricting hits. This could become much more of a purple district at that point.
If there's not a special election, and if there's an open primary from the Republicans, and if David Bellavia runs, will he win?
If David Bellavia runs, and I think that's a big if, I will expect most, if not all, of the current candidates to drop out.
Howard Owens, as always, it's great to talk with you. Thanks very much for your time today.
Well, good luck putting that all in one narrative.
We'll find a way. It's the job. See ya.